Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Yo, we back again, another week. As promised, you know, we took that week off a couple weeks ago. You know, but we for the people. Hairline is still not here, but like I've told y'all plenty of times, the beard is amazing. Amazing. And trust me, it's out here. That laugh you hear is my man. That's my guy, right? That's my man, Mari. What's poppin', boy?
Yeah, we out here, man. You know, hey, man, y'all niggas know the voice, y'all know the hairline, man. And listen, Dolphy, y'all niggas, this the thing. Like, when I say this hairline shit, this is just who I am. You niggas out there that's just, you know, talking crazy to Jerv and all that about hairlines and, you know, the beards and shit like that, bro, you gotta take that up with him. You gotta watch your mouth, because he probably gonna put you in your place when you come at him, you know,
bro, they can, look. Let me let you know. Let me just be clear, right? Like what Flex say, Brooklyn, be clear, right?
Be clear.
You can say whatever you want to say about me, right? It's all good. I'm not from that emotional, that emotional generation. I'm from the generation where, look, I'm gonna come right back at you, right?
You better be able to stand in front of that shit.
I'm gonna let you know your mom liked the beard. You know what I'm saying? So take that as what it is.
That's all I'm trying to tell y'all, man. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. You know, he gonna say something back, and you gotta be able to stand in front of that shit, man. You feel me?
You know, y'all not hearing the bubbles today. I got something different for y'all. I'm trying to evolve.
Okay, elevate and all that.
So. Shout out to my peoples at Baked Goods. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always be looking out for your boy. You know, so I'm on this peach lemonade. I'm starting with it now. I have no idea if it's going to kick in or not. But, you know, hey, man,
let me know about that, because the flavor already sound like my type of twist. You know what I mean? So let me know about the effects.
Yeah, yeah, all day.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, listen, if the effects happen, you gonna know, bro. It's all good. Yo, you gonna find out
live in person, man. Yeah, man. So, you know, like you said, man, we back. You know, it's another week. Of course, you know, let's kick it off like we usually do, you know, the current music rotation. You know, right now, man, I'm listening to a lot of, like, I had to go back. You know, I'm listening to Ghostface. I'm listening to a lot of Ghost catalog. Ever since we started talking about Supreme Clientele Part 2, I just kind of went back. I was listening to Iron Man most recently. You know what I mean? I love that album. Arguably the greatest fucking album cover of all. It's like, it's an ill, super ill album cover. I'm listening to that. I'm listening to some old Freddie Gibbs. Damn, what else I've been listening to, man? Griselda, of course. Conway just dropped the joint, Piano Love, produced by The Alchemist. That shit is fire. It's just a single.
It's just a single.
Okay. He got his tape is supposed to be dropping. I don't know if he gave a date on the album just yet, but he's dropping two. So I've been in the Griselda bag. Y'all know how that goes. Bodie James, the Bo Jackson shit, never really left my rotation. Like I still love that album a lot. I've been kind of like just on some heavy like rap shit. You know what I mean? Like I sprinkle some R&B in there on a late night type vibe, but I just been listening to just a lot of grimy rap, man. You know what I mean? Getting back to the roots, man. The Element make me feel good, man.
It's hoodie changing. Season, brother. You're supposed to listen to grimy shit.
Yeah, like it just called for it. I was like, I can't listen to nothing that don't. I need to listen to some shit that sound unmixed. Like, let me hear that shit. You know what I mean? Like, what you fucking with right now?
For me, you know, like I've been all over the place. Just really been putting stuff on random. But for the most part, the last couple of days it's been Saha. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I listened to No Dope on Sundays too. Yeah. Let me not forget all that. I was listening to that too. Yeah, yeah.
It's a great album.
Absolutely.
You know, not classic or anything like that, but it's a solid project, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fitting. Because you know, let's just keep it real. My guy. First of all, look, before I even say something, I gotta shout my man Yao G's out.
Shout out to Yao G's.
He put, you know, I think Yao might have been our first or second guest on the pod.
Yep.
But Yao's the one that introduced me to Saha. Naturally, homeboy with the red hat, put Saha on the project.
Uh-huh.
Introduce him to the world. Excuse me, but. You know, for me, you know, my guy put me on the Saha, man. And, you know, for those that don't know, Mari really does come up with the rundown every day, every pod. You know, I just basically show up. You know what I'm saying? I don't even lace my sneaks. I just get out here and I hoop. But, you know, Saha decided he wanted to have a post letting the world know that 90% of the album.
Man, Jerm sent that shit right through.
So I sent that over, right?
He sent that right through.
You know, and Mari probably saw that and was like, oh shit.
That's what's up. When I saw the nigga send it through, I was like, I checked it, everything. I was like, nah, if Jerm, because first of all, you got to understand Jerm's cosign, Jerm, all of that, right? Like, Jerm don't just hand that out willingly or he don't check for nobody's shit that he's not really fucking with truthfully. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to hear him talk about a artist that's just like whatever to him. So when he sent it over, I was like, oh, okay, bet. And I looked at it and I said, 90% done, let's get it. Like, cause I'm excited as well. Like I'm a fan of Saha. Like you said, one of the homies put me up on this shit because like I heard his verse like everybody else did on So Appalled. And I was like, all right, cool.
Yoked, you know, and then too.
Yeah, you know, he definitely did. He smoked it. And one of my homies was like, nah, he's dead nice for real. And he sent me a couple tapes. Shout out my man Evil Genius on Twitter. He sent me a couple of Saha tapes, and I was like, I bet, you know, and I've been a fan ever since. So, so the album is 90% done. What do you, obviously, we both like No Dope on Sundays, you know, like you said, it's a great album. And when you sent that over, actually, that's what inspired me to listen to it. So thank you for that, because it reminded me, you know what I'm saying? So what are you expecting, you know, like with, you know, obviously the events that happened with Saha from, you know, a while back where, you know, his life was almost taken and, you know, got into the wild cards, you know, all that type of shit, right? Like, are you expecting like some kind of like, you know, storytelling on this shit about that, like an introspective shit? Like, what you expecting on this album?
So I'm definitely expecting. Saha doesn't strike me as the individual that, which is one reason I fuck with Saha. For those that don't recognize what I fuck with people that obviously they have bars.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I like to believe you, you know, whether it's fake or absolutely. Not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it gotta
you
know, say, I gotta be able to at least think you could
capable. No shots, no shade. Rosé, it's documented that Rosé ain't telling the truth, right? But even though I know it's not true.
But damn, if it don't sound good.
Right? Same thing with Plies, right? Plies, we know it's not true.
Yeah, it's we know his he's brother. Kurt Franklin. Like, come
he's,
on.
He's talking about his brother's life for the most part, right? But it's funny. I believe it. And let me just pause that right here. I'm not co-signing Plies by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not saying Plies is nice or anything. But as far as Saha's project, I'm just expecting him to just update us on his life, man. And and just, you know, let us know what it is, what's been going on with him, and just bring what he normally brings to the table, which is, you know, dope music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm curious to see. I never really looked at the credits on No Dope on Sunday. So I don't know how much production Red Hat Man had on that, but I know he's on it somewhere, right? Like there's some shit that I hear on that, and I'm like, oh, all right, that's dude, or he influenced it. To the best of my knowledge, I don't believe they have any type of doings now. I'm not saying they got an ill.
Right. They're just on two different paths.
So, you know, I'm curious to hear his sound, to see what it's going to be like, you know, when he's officially 100%, to the best of my knowledge, not affiliated with Good Music, right?
Yeah.
With that being said, I would love to hear Push pop up
on
the song. Because, like I think it's No Dope on Sunday is the track that pushes on on the album. And that's my favorite song. And it has nothing to do, I mean, Push being on it does add to the song. But it's just a dope song.
It's the second song on the joint.
Yeah. So like when people take hiatuses like that and they go through things, I'm very curious just to see who's going to be involved in their project. Yeah. It kind of lets you know where they're at and shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people come back from hiatuses and they just want to give you them, right? They just want, you know what I'm saying? No features, no nothing. Or they got a couple youngins that they want to put onto the game and such and such. They want to introduce them to the world. So I'm just curious to see where he goes with it. But if it's, you know, one thing's for sure, two things for certain, it's going to be a dope project. The man has bars.
Absolutely. He got real subject matter.
He's gifted, man. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's a lot of subject matter. Yeah. So, you know, if nothing else, man, I'm just curious and I'm excited to see what he deems worthy after that such an hiatus, what he deems worthy to be what he's presenting to the world.
No, absolutely. And that's I think the hiatus that you're speaking of is a lost art in rap right now, because a lot of people just want to stay in your face for so long. That's how you flame out eventually, because if you're not actually taking time off to live a life worth talking about and rapping about, you're not going to give us something that's interesting, something that's going to last longer than a week, maybe, you know, until the next person releases a tape. Now, if you're talking about what you're actually going through and you're giving us some real shit that we can sit with and learn from, that's how you establish longevity, not just for yourself, but for your projects, right? That's why we go back and visit so many projects from the 90s and the early 2000s and, you know, from certain guys today that still rap at a high level. Because they give us content. And more importantly, they take time off to live life. I heard Benny speak about that, you know, a while back, where it was like, you know, you drop this tape and then maybe like a year later you drop that. And it's like, yeah, I had to live life between that. You know, I have to go back to these places that inspired me in the first place. Because if I don't go out there and smell the air, how am I even give you this? You know what I mean? How am I give you this feeling? So I do expect to hear a Pusha T feature on this right here. Just because it's like, I know that if me and you having this conversation, every Saha fan out there is like, yes, we need to hear him and Pusha T again soon. You know what I'm saying? So if that album is 90% done, I'm going to assume that last 10% is like that Push verse that he's waiting on. I'm excited for it. Saha is an interesting artist because for me, he's a mix of everything that makes Atlanta great when you talk about music, right? Like he has the trap side that you like about like a T.I. or like a Jeezy or something. But then he also has the creativity of like Outkast when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? I'm not comparing him saying he's them. I'm not saying that. Just saying that his style is like a, you know, it's like a mix of every, like I said, everything that we love about Atlanta's music. You can get that from Saha, you know, on his tapes. He's creative. He got flows. He can really rap his ass off. Like he's really one of the best. And I don't think a lot of people say that enough. You know, people recognize that he can rap, but that dude is good. He's really fucking good.
Yeah, I think the reason he does not get mentioned as one of the best rappers alive or best rappers out is just because of it's a lack of volume. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know.
And he's not with the antics either. Like, he's not with the, let me go out here and give you a gimmick so niggas, you know what I mean, for something to, you know, I hate when artists are more known for their off the court shit, so to speak, rather than like your actual game. You know what I mean? Like, I hate that. Like, can you rap? I don't care about the social media popularity. Can you rap? You know what I mean? Yep. Yeah,
let me ask you this, because I'm curious. When you sent over the rundown, you know, for those who don't know, it's our schedules be so whippity wobbly.
We all over the place, yeah.
So, you know, every week I check in, you know, I check in with Mari checks in with me, and Mari lets me know his availability. And my man straight said, yo, I can't go Thursday night. We're recording Saturday morning.
My man
said, I can't go Thursday night because you went to Benny's concert.
Benny,
you
know the Butcher, man.
Now, I've never seen Benny live. Okay. I had an opportunity 2-3 weeks ago, might be two. Conway was in town. I had my daughter that weekend, so I couldn't go. You know, had to be a parent. And, you know, it sucked because I had free tickets to the show and I just couldn't go. So I haven't had opportunity to see anyone from the Griselda camp live, but you just saw Benny live. So I'm just curious, bro, like what was it like? I mean, I know you, so I know it was dope. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah, no,
we still in this pandemic.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm just curious, what was the live show like? And, you know, did Benny live up to what your expectations would have been?
Yeah. So I'll start with just like how the night was just kind of when we pulled up to the spot, right? Shout out to the Tabernacle right downtown, you know, Atlanta. They did a great job of not only requiring people to come up with proof of a negative COVID, you know, test or vaccination proof, but they had on-site testing right there. Like, you know, if you pulled up and you didn't quite have your shit together, they had on-site testing away from like the general line. Security was, you know, was great. It was just a great, smooth, easy, you know, just get in, watch your show type event. So I want to shout out to them first and foremost, because that was incredible. When I was walking up though, you know, it's me and the homie, shout out to God Bless Beats. You know, if you guys listen to Flea Lord, Chase Fetty, anybody like that, you know, Bless's sound. You know what I mean? We pulled up with Bless. Shout out to my brother Liam. We was out there. But yeah, so I'm seeing the people walk up and I'm like, yo, they going to the Benny show? Like, I'm seeing like it's a very diverse group of people, you know, young to older. And I'm like, damn, like, and I heard a dude on the street talking to his homeboy, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm seeing all these, you know, these like white kids, you know, they coming to the show and all that. And he was like, I don't even got support no more. This nigga's a star. And maybe he was joking, kind of, maybe not, but that's how fans are, kind of. When they see an artist taking off and being a star, they're like, oh, he on the other side of the shit now, whatever. but Benny is, like, legit, like, a star, bro. Like, this is my second time seeing him in person. And, like, the way that place erupted when Benny came on, bro, first of all, the opening acts was amazing. Chase Fetty was one of them. Shout out to New Jersey Twerk, you know what I mean? Very, very dope battle rapper, if you guys never checked him out. He was up there, you know, with the crew and shit. Neek Bucks was out there. Neek Bucks, shout out to Neek. He was up there. He did his thing. And so they did a great job. You know what I mean? Ricky Hyde, Heem, shout out to the whole BSF. Benny fucking smoked that show, bro. Smoked it. And I'll say this. It's not only with the rapping. His stage presence, the way he getting involved, throwing shirts to the crowd, and, you know, just kind of like keeping people engaged. That place went to another level when he came out there. You know what I mean? And one of my favorite songs from Benny is 5 to 50. That's when that Plugs I Met. That's his notable joint, because when that he performed it at the what's the Plugs I Met tour? When I met him down here. I want to say it was last year, maybe the year before. Can't remember. Maybe it was the year before, 2019. And then, so this time it was the Burden of Plugs tour, right? So he did some stuff from Burden of Proof, some stuff from Plugs. That shit was amazing, dog. Like, that show was crazy. I spent way too much money. I haven't been outside in like a year and a half, bro. Been outside in a year and a half, man. I got home, you know what I mean? I got home safely. Everybody got home safely. I woke up the next day and was like, thinking about everything I bought. And I was just like, damn, son. Like, I bought like some double shots of Henny and I'm drinking Tropicalia. I bought a vinyl. I bought a 38 Special vinyl when I was in there. Shout out to Spesh, man. Spesh was in there.
What's a Tropicalia?
Yeah, it's a beer. That? It's a beer. Oh. Yeah, that shit good, man. It's that shit good money.
I'm saying like,
that nigga said what?
What the fuck is what going on? Tropicalia.
Nah, shit is fire, man. But shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the whole BSF, the whole trust, all that. You know what I mean? And if you're not in tune with Chase Fetty, do yourself a favor today and check some of his music out. That kid is talented. He has star quality. I saw him up there on that stage. He was up there like it was his show. And he has a lot of star quality about him, man. And I like his music. Like he's actually a dope rapper. So again, shout out to Benny, man. Benny's a fucking star, bro. Like, seriously. You know what I mean? He smoked that shit. If you do get another opportunity to go see Benny in person, yeah. Like, if you can, go do it. I promise
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean, night, I'm definitely there is a very – I'm not really a go-to – I am a go-to-shows person yeah. pre-pandemic, but I only go to artists – that I fuck with, right?
That you know, like, yeah, I'm a...
Yeah, yeah. Like, I've been to shows, you know, whether it be R&B groups, you know, I've told the story before, like, I saw Destiny's Child live back when they was Destiny's Child, right? Like,
word.
You know, when everybody had already started doing their solo careers and shit, so Beyonce was already Beyonce, but I don't think she was B yet, right? And I was at the show and I was just like, like, everybody rocking. Like all that shit. And I'm just yeah. like, I don't know none of this shit. Like I'm saying, I don't know none of it. Mm-hmm. But so Griselda is definitely an act that I want to see.
Man, it's worth
live.
It, man. I missed the Conway show down here recently, but one of my mans went, you know, and he was saying that Conway bought out some of his artists, you know, specials up there too. Shout, like I said, shout out to 38 Special, man. He's an incredible rapper. He's very present at all these shows and shit like that. You know, he's doing his thing. But yeah, I missed the Conway show. That's why I was glad that I got to see Benny. You know what I mean? I will always go to a Benny show when they come down here. Always.
Okay. I just realized you got a fucking man. Whatever, dog. This.
Yo, oh yeah, you talking about the sweater? Listen,
y'all Michigan fans, funny as shit.
Michigan Wolverines, 5-0. You know what I mean? As we record this right here,
y'all gonna be O State, whatever y'all play though.
Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck okay. Ohio State wholeheartedly.
Okay. Oh, look.
What I'm, okay. Bro, wait. Okay. Wait. What I'm supposed to say?
I mean, yo. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm supposed to say. Right. So, look, you know in your heart of hearts, you know what it is. Okay.
See what's on my heart of heart today?
Yeah, I hear
Glorious
you.
Glorious M, nigga.
I hear you. Anyway.
I knew you was going to say some shit. When I put this sweater on, I said, watch this, nigga. I knew it.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
The world is racing to get back to normal and start meeting up in person again. But after the year we've all had, getting back to feeling normal takes time. I don't know about you guys. I've been feeling overwhelmed, flustered, just avalanche, stuck under this avalanche of things I have to do and people I have to see and people I got to talk to, Zoom meetings and emails. Hell, even this ad that I'm recording right now, I forgot that I had to do it. I'm doing it from a computer that's not even mine. It's really tough to do all of this when you feel like you're trying to handle it all by yourself. Do you feel like that? If you're feeling overwhelmed by it all, guess what? You're not alone. It's important to find the support you need to face those feelings and move forward. We all talk to our friends when we're experiencing issues, but they don't always give us the advice we need. I mean, think about it. They can't really give us unbiased feedback because they're involved in many of our interactions and how we are. What you really need is advice from a licensed professional. It can be refreshing and rewarding. When you're in a low point, you might feel alone. But over 50% of Americans struggle with their mental health. We all need help sometimes, and asking for support when you need it is actually a sign of strength. Here's the idea. Use Talkspace. It's great. It's easy to use. It matches you with a licensed therapist and schedule live video sessions, all from the comfort of your device. You can start messaging your therapist the same day you sign up. The app makes it easy to connect with the therapist that is licensed and on your schedule without having to wait weeks before your next appointment. You can go anywhere and take your therapist with you. Whether you're a parent, student, millennial, or just someone having a hard day, Talkspace can provide the support to help you feel better with a single message. Talkspace offers individual and couples therapy in addition to medication prescription services. Set goals with your therapist, and they can help make sure you're really progressing. Talkspace therapists help you develop the tools to cope in difficult times. It works around your schedule at your convenience. Send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the app. Schedule live video sessions with your licensed therapist from anywhere. Whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or other problems, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you sort through any issue. We've got thousands of licensed therapists available for you to match with, and they're experts in dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more to help you start feeling better. Start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BOM. That's $100 off when you use the code BOM at Talkspace.com.
I know anyway, it, but anyway.
But you know what, Derb? We joke a lot of shit like that, man, but I want to address a serious topic in our community, man. I want to address a serious something that's really plaguing the not only the community, but the culture and just like life moving forward, bro. You know, a lot of times you see shit on social media and it's like, man, this shit only happened on Twitter. Shit ain't happened. I ain't never seen this shit happen in person. Wrong. I've seen this shit happen with my own eyes. I've had homeboys give me stories about them seeing this shit happen in person, and I want to speak on it today, man. Y'all niggas just going out to dinner and all that, going to the good hibachi spot and all that. It's good. You know, it's cool.
When you sent this topic, I was like, damn, I need to go to
hibachi
in a minute.
Exactly, bro. Who doesn't like a good hibachi dinner? You know, the setting is good. It's cool. You know, you're doing your thing. However, when you got to look over and you see it's a grown man that I'm going to assume has, you know, bills and responsibilities and shit like that, and maybe sometimes even facial hair, and he's getting a shrimp tossed in his mouth by the chef. Like, it's kind of just crazy to me. You know what I mean? It's just kind of crazy. Also, what's wilder than that is if the chef missed on the first try and the nigga let him try again. You know what I'm saying? And then, like try until he get it right type shit. Like, it just doesn't sit well with me in my spirit. You know what I mean? I want better for niggas, bro. And it's not about the aesthetics of it. It's not about none of that. But just letting somebody fling food in your mouth, a strange man at that. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of crazy. You understand? You get where I'm coming from with this, right?
Brother, I got where you was going.
As soon as you saw it on the
kid. As soon as it's on the top. So let me just say, I've been to the hibachi or dip version of the hibachi probably 10, 15 times in my life, right? Like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm 40, so that's not like crazy amount of times, but you know, it's enough to be like, yo, I'm experienced. I went for my stepdaughter's birthday. Mm-hmm. I've gone for other kids' birthdays. Mm-hmm. I've gone for
any
special
excuse
occasions.
To eat hibachi, I'm going.
And let me tell you something, bro. That man's back there doing his little dip, you know, with the fire. That shit's dope.
Volcanoes and shit, yeah.
And then he looks at me and goes, and I just go, oh. And then everyone's like, come on. I'm just like,
nah.
Like, my bad. Let me just be clear. It ain't because of how it look. It ain't just because that do play into it. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just be 100% honest. I don't know if it's because I feel like I'm the one person that when they toss it, if I was to actually catch it, that it would just choke. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. I don't know if I just think that or whatever. I'm just being clear, dog. Ain't nobody throwing nothing. No one's going to have
crazy.
Me. Nobody is going. That'd be like a Family Guy episode, right? Like, that would be though. Something Peter would do. Yo, and he would just throw. And then he would just all of a sudden, it'd just be
logic. Just his luck. Yeah.
Yeah. But nobody, dog. Absolutely. I'm telling you, nobody will ever throw anything and I'm supposed to catch it with your mouth. Like, I can't even. I mean,
saying
like,
it sound crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, you had a
I'm
issue.
Trying to find a way I can
imagine,
say it.
Imagine telling a group chat you just left dinner.
Well, no, that's not group chat work.
But just imagine this though. Imagine hearing this that you left dinner where a strange man threw meat in your mouth. It's crazy. Like, I'm not. Why would this be a part of my?
Bro, I'm
anything. It could have been a whatever.
It could have been
why?
A piece of the coleslaw, whatever.
Like,
the fuck
bro,
that
I
shit
have
is.
A plate right here. If I, you could put that on a plate, bro, I'm not doing it. Like, you already know what time it is. I'm not doing it. And I feel like they look around and they like, they go to the one that they know they can't crack first. They look at you first. Like,
that was my thing. Like, I've done me and my party and I, we had our mm-hmm. own table. I've done mm-hmm. that. And I've done the joint where, you know, it's the family and yep. there's other families over there, yada, yada. Yep. And I'm telling you right now, they observe the table mm-hmm. and they go, no disrespect. They go, yo, the older gentleman or the white man over there that's washed, mm-hmm. right? Like, he looks washed, right? He's coming in. He's got the... It's a fucking
ruffle
Saturday.
Collar on this shit, probably.
Not even a ruffle collar, bro. It's a Saturday fucking afternoon, right? When everyone's supposed to be casual. My man in here with the khakis, the polo shirt tucked in, and some shoes on, right? Like, I don't understand.
Word.
Like, I'm a Nike sweatsuit type individual without, you know what I mean, some sneaks. That's me 24/7, 365, depending on the weather, right?
Yep.
I've never understood the people that call themselves being casual and they wear suits during every day, Monday through Friday. But when they step out,
they got to do is take the blazer
and the tie off. Like, I don't understand. Yo, bro, you not casual. Like,
yeah,
you are
dressed like Clark Kent all day, Monday. You
so
bugging out.
They targeted on that individual, right? And he goes, nah, he gives you the nah, but it's the nah where it's just like
it's the all like, sucks.
Matter
like,
of fact, bro, you know what it is? It's the you know. Listen, if you listen to this with your kids, just you gotta tell them to roll out for a couple seconds.
Yeah, earmuff.
I'm about to just get a little rated real fast.
Yeah.
It's the Saturday or Sunday morning.
Oh, I know
you and your lady, y'all sleeping in bed. Mm-hmm. You wake up a couple minutes prior to what she waking up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, it's go time for you, right? So you then you make your move, right?
It's that first little stop. You like
it's the stop, but with the hip lift.
Yeah,
it's the stop with the hip lift. Like,
that's exactly what it is.
That they go through. He gives you the stop with the hip lift.
Like,
and
Lloyd, nigga said that shit like Lloyd.
Yeah, bro. And I'm gonna tell you right now. Nothing about me says
says that. So they literally, what they do with you, myself, individuals like us who not with it, what they do is they start, let's just say you on the right, they start left or right, right? And they're hoping by the time you get it's like the wave, right? Nobody ever wants to do the wave, but sometimes you do the wave because like, it gets to you. And you, like, you see it go around the whole arena and you like, I'm not trying to be that asshole.
I might as well,
That's what they're banking on with you. And let me tell you right now, I may not stop the wave because, hey, listen, man, after a couple high lifes or whatever, I'm drinking jack, couple double jacks on the rocks or whatever, I'm with it, right? Because, listen, I'm at the sporting event and went in Rome. But sometimes when you in Rome, fam, you still got to relax.
Still got
to
be you.
What I do is when that person gets to me, so I got eye contact on main man the whole time. Basically, I'm locked in looking at you like,
I'm letting this nigga know, like, bro,
look,
you better get you one of them, nigga.
Yo, look, get your rocks off over there, cause when you get to here, it's Matumbo, finger waving, right?
None of that,
So, you know, hey man, listen, teach his own.
Absolutely.
You, but I'm gonna tell you, it's not for me, and I don't care if or when. You know, I'm at the hibachi with Haven and and she's like, Daddy, do it. Baby, let me just let you know sometimes.
Let me know about your pops. Yeah.
Sometimes your dad just got to say no.
Absolutely. And she's going to respect that when she get older and be like, yeah, my pops wasn't playing that shit, because that's how I feel. Like baby girl, my daughters can get anything. Like my kids can get anything from me in the world, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell my kids no. Especially baby girl, bro. But if baby girl ever was like, Daddy, look, I have to be like, listen, we're going to talk about this in the car, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to turn the music down, begin the car, and I'm like, listen, your daddy going to stand on something.
Yeah.
I can't do that right there. You see your pops going out like that, man. You better check on me, man. Check on my health.
It just happened. It just happened the other day. Cause she had found some of my mom's jewelry.
Okay.
So, you know, she in the back playing with my mom, and, you know, my mom's putting like her pearls or necklaces or whatever the fuck on. So she runs up and she's like, Daddy, look at me, or whatever the verb is was. I'm just like, oh, you know, you look beautiful. My mom, like, yo, take that shit off, because you too. Like, and we ain't doing all that. But she goes, your turn. Let me tell you something. No. Come on, Daddy. Your turn. No.
You never let her put makeup on your face?
She hasn't even tried that yet. Now
I might let that fly, right?
Because she's so young.
She was about 2 years old when she did that too. I was just about to say that.
She's so young. It ain't like she about to literally lace you with some lipstick and
eyeliner. Like, give you a beat.
Yeah, like she's not about to give you a beat face. But let me tell you something, bro. Nah. Jewelry? Nah. I'm not doing it, bro. I used to have earrings.
Yeah, I don't even wear jewelry at all.
I've had earrings. Pinky rings. Bro, I got...
You look like a pinky ring type nigga too, man.
I had a pinky ring, bro. And let me tell you, I was in every club. Every club like this.
I know. I already know. Yeah.
But that was the era, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I was in the era of everybody getting pinky rings.
You
right?
Had to. Yeah.
My ex, that was actually a dope ass gift. She bought me a fucking, her family, her uncle had like a ring. I think uncle had a pinky ring because he was from, I want to say like the 60s or 70s.
Oh, era. Yeah. He had a whole case of them shits then. Yeah. One for 8 days a week.
Probably. We don't do bossa nova here, but I went bossa nova. I know why he got the pinky ring, right? Because that was my guy. And we had plenty of combos, right?
Very familiar.
But anyway, so you know what I mean? I got the pinky ring, and I thought I was it, bro. So I'm with you. I don't do jewelry. I got an Apple Watch on.
Mm-hmm.
I only have an Apple Watch on to track myself, right? Yeah. Like to keep myself accountable, right? If it wasn't for that, what I need a watch for? Dog, I got a cell phone.
Yeah. Right.
Everything I need is there. I don't need this junk. I don't do jewelry because I don't.
Yeah,
do
nah, it. Me either.
Nah.
I did the square joints that Cam used to wear when I was in high school. I spent probably like $700 on them shits, which was a lot of money for a high school student to be spending on some fucking jewelry, nigga. Like, seriously, you know what I mean? But overall, I ain't with it either, man. I'm really not. But yeah, dog, like I like
But if you hold, if you like jewelry, teach his own.
Yeah, no, absolutely. For sure.
That's you want, if you good, want like, them to throw shrimp in your mouth or the steak your in thing. Your mouth.
Yeah, do your thing, bro. My nigga.
If
you want to have your legacy be that you was out here letting strange individuals toss unknown meat in your mouth, that's fine. Like that's
listen, it's cool. If you want to be outside rocking chancletas, or whatever,
nigga,
with your toes out.
Yo, matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. Dog, I had to call a mobile mechanic a couple weeks ago, right? Fucking brake lights had went out. So I called a mobile mechanic. They gave me a good quote on the price. I was like, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Let's not waste no time. I'm going to tell you the first strike. Homie texted me when he got to the complex and was like, yo, is any gate code, anything like that? I was like, no, it's all good. Just, you know, just pull up, whatever. He like, all right. So then he texted me like, yo, I'll be there in a second. I was like, all right, I'm about to come outside. The nigga texted me back, KK. And I'm like,
let me tell you something, fam. You my guy. You my guy, dog.
Yeah.
I feel whenever I send you voice messages or video messages, I apologize.
It take me, yo, you always do. Absolutely.
I say, yo, my bad. No, this was just convenient for me on this road. I'm driving right now.
You are absolutely right. You always do that. That's if anybody knows Jerv knows, like, that's what he does. He'll be like, yo, my bad. But and then he'll get into what he got to say, right? He might say my bad again at the end of it, just to let you know.
Yeah, like
my
bad, really feel comfortable.
I know it's kind of personal, yeah. But that was strike number one. Strikes two and three came at the same time when he actually got out the whip. I see him over there getting the tools out and all that, doing his thing. So I go, I'm out there. I'm waiting on him to get to the whip. The nigga walked up. He got like some khaki shorts on with like the mechanic shirt. But then he got like the cookout sandals on, but the white nigga cookout sandals, not even like the brown joints that like the old, you know, the grandpa and the uncle wear. It's like some Under Armour version of cookout sandals, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that was the brand he had on, but that's just kind of the vibe he was giving me. That was strike two and three off the rip. I almost told the nigga, yo, I'll take my chances on getting a ticket. You good. Just get back where you came from and all that. You know what I mean? Because you text me KK and you pulled up with feet out and shit like that. And I just wasn't really comfortable. He did a good job and all that. He got paid. He went on his way. And that was it. You know what I mean?
You just gotta wear some socks next time, bro.
That's all. Just cover your feet, man. I don't really need to know what your toes look like, brother. You know what I mean? Respectfully, thank you. Yeah. You did a good job. You did it with
your feet. I don't even like when niggas sleep over, like, you know what I mean? When niggas stay over the crib or bro, like they crash or whatever. And they be on your couch sleeping. And like it's something about like I don't mind you got your feet on my couch, that's cool.
Yeah.
But yo, you gotta put your socks back.
You gotta
on,
put
bro.
Your
like,
socks on.
Like you in my
bro.
You in my house. I don't understand why your toes is all out. Are you in my bathroom? Is it shower time for you?
It's over with, my nigga. Listen, and if you got homeboys coming over to the crib, your homie said they up and watch your game. That's your house. I get it. Cover your feet up, man. You don't need to be around with naked feet out and all that. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to speak on that real quick, man. But real quick before we get up out of here and all that. The first look at Rap City in the basement was, you know, just recently the BET Awards happened. I did not watch it. I'm not interested at all. I will just tell you right now, I love my people, love my culture.
Do they still do the Cypher? Because I ain't seen any clips from
I believe they do, but everybody that watched it was, like, giving me reports that it was, like, very lackluster. You know what I'm saying? So I think it probably was.
They didn't have anybody, like... Like, because they usually always hit you with
like
a
somebody notable. Yeah. Somebody yeah. Yeah. You know what? I have zero clue, bro, because that's exactly how much coverage that it got. You know, like, people were sending me, like, I got on Facebook or the Gram or whatever, and people was like, yeah, this shit is whack, you know, whatever. But what was not whack, they gave us the first look at Rap City in the, you know, in the basement, in the booth, and it was Nino Man. For you guys that's not familiar with Nino Man, D-Block affiliate, you know, it's like a, you know, the whole Locks, like, protege type thing. He's done a lot of joints with Jadakiss. Shout out to Poobs. You know, he did this thing. He went in there and did this thing. He rapped. And following the kind of format that I was predicting for it, that they're getting more guys that's, like, underground. They got buzz going. They may not be as known, but they really rap. You know what I mean? So check that out when you get a chance. Hopefully that the platform continues to go in that direction, because if it does, then that means good things for people like us that's been waiting for this shit to come back. You know what I mean? But, yeah, my nigga, hey, man, another episode of the Rap Names Podcast, man. Listen, please go rate us, subscribe, review, tell a friend, tell your aunt, tell your mom that Jerv Beard is out. You know, if they're interested in things like that, you know, he's right there. you know, pull up the clip, pull up the video, pull up the gram, anything, man. He right there. You know what I'm saying?
Tell her, bring me some beard oil and beard butter. I'm running out.
Yeah, and she can apply it herself. You feel me? Or they can apply it at the same time. Feel me? Two is always better than one. You right? So I've heard. You feel me? But yeah, man, you know, that's about it, man. So until next week, man, go Wolverines and shit like that. You know what I mean?